The following is a KMOX Sports presentation.
Puck comes back to the near wing. Here's Parayko down into the corner. Bozak in front. Schwartz. He scores! Schwartz! Hat trick! If you've got a hat, chuck it in your radio. A power play goal for Jaden Schwartz. And the Blues go up 7-2 on the Edmonton Oilers. Jaden rounds out a four-point game tonight.
I think he's been getting to the net more for us, like coaches we watch and talk to him and show him things. You know, we go over video and about, you know, previous goals and how he scored them. A lot of them is around the net and things like that. And I find he's just getting to the net a little bit more. And I think he's always, he hasn't not shot the puck. He's shooting it in tighter now.
Welcome to the Munganass St. Louis Honda and Mitsubishi Sports Open Line on America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
Here we go, Sports Open Line on a Wednesday night. Chris Rebby with you on KMOX. It is the Wednesday, March 20th, 2019 edition of the program. Happy to be with you until 9 o'clock tonight. Blues win. You just heard from Craig Berube after the 7-2 win last night. Jaden Schwartz with a hat trick. Tomorrow night, it's the Red Wings. Over the weekend, the Lightning in town on Saturday, then Vegas on Monday. We'll talk a little hockey coming up behind the bench with John Kelly and Blues head coach Craig Berube comes your way at 6:30. Then from 7 until 9, it is the final, that's right, the final offseason edition of Cardinals Countdown to Opening Day presented by Ameren. A week from tomorrow, the season starts, and we've got two more hours of offseason talk as we will talk pitching competition, the rest of the roster, and what's in store for the Cardinals as they head to Milwaukee. Ken Rosenthal of The Athletic last night reporting that Milwaukee is in talks with Craig Kimbrel. So a lot coming up. We've got some hockey and we've got some baseball. We're going to talk NCAA tournament with John Ewing of the Action Network coming up in just a moment. John, formerly of Prediction Machine, he's going to join me to give us his take on what's, I guess, not just out there for the taking, if you're looking for an advantage, but he'll give us maybe an edge for you, filling out your bracket, an edge against the spread for the first couple of days and more. I love their proprietary software and their analytically based way of looking at things, because so often you fill this thing out and, listen, I love SLU. We're in St. Louis. Go Billikens. But, like, if you're picking them to get to the Final Four, you, well, maybe then you will win your bracket, because if they get there, you've got a good chance. If you want to get in touch with the program, 314-436-7900 or tweet me at C-H-R-A-B-E, C-H-R-A-B-E. Follow us on Twitter at KMOX Sports. That's where you'll get breaking news, behind-the-scenes photos, and more. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at KMOX Sports. Ben Boyd is the executive producer of the program.
What other candy do I like? Three Musketeers. Three Musketeers.
Classic. You think Dave liked that 7-goal onslaught last night? You think he liked that? Caller Dave getting ready for the Blues playoff race. Mike Anderson's my guy.
He produces.
Here in the KMOX studios, it is the St. Louis Munganast Honda and Mitsubishi Sports Open Line. All right, before John Ewing, again, we've got Behind the Bench coming up, Blues and Red Wings tomorrow. Cardinals are going to break camp this weekend. They will head to Memphis. I'll be on the call Monday night in Memphis. We know it'll be Adam Wainwright and Michael Wacha in that game. Daniel Ponce de Leon, Austin Gomber option to AAA Memphis today. John Gant and Dakota Hudson remain right in the middle of the competition for the fifth starter spot. So a little hockey coming up in about 10 minutes, and then baseball coming up from 7 until 9. But right now, we turn our attention to one of the best weekends, the first weekend of the NCAA tournament. Great to have John Ewing of the Action Network join us on KMOX. Love chatting with John, and you should love the Action Network for all things March Madness. Access the bracket simulators, win your tourney pool by testing different scenarios according to their proprietary ratings, and access who the sharps are betting in every tournament game. You can do it by downloading the free Action Network app or going to actionnetwork.com. John, what's up, man?
It's March Madness brackets galore, fading the public, tournament games. I can't wait. I'm just so excited.
What is going on at the Action Network? I mean, I just ran through kind of the tagline, but tell folks just kind of why you guys have worked so hard on the proprietary ratings, the simulations. I know we've talked with you in the past as a part of other ventures, but why is this so exciting for you, and why should folks be excited about what's going on at the Action Network in March Madness?
The Action Network app, it's free to download. I highly encourage all your listeners to do so. You can track your bets. You can get all of our coverage and our analysis on the NCAA tournament. You can also see the plays that I'm going to make here during the NCAA tournament, as well as the rest of the analysts here at the Action Network. So all of that is just the easy cream, you know, on top of the sundae. But then you get into the numbers, and we all want to win our office pool. That's why we fill out the brackets. And we've run 10,000 simulations that give you projected probabilities of each team to reach the Sweet 16, the Final Four, as well as cut down the nets. So if you want to know who the most likely champion is, or you want to know specific matchups, you can do all of that with our bracket simulator. It's easy to use, and I think it can help give you that edge when you're putting your bracket into the office pool.
Yeah, download the free app or go to actionnetwork.com. I know that we talked to you as a part of PredictionMachine.com, where you would use similar analytics to simulate games, simulate the tournament. And for so many folks, John, I think that we look back at the end of the bracket, and whether you're doing it for fun or you're throwing a little cash in or you're trying to win an office pool, and we'll say, oh, why did I give in to emotion, or why did I fall for that? And I think that one of the best tools that folks can have in the Action Network or any sort of, I guess, proprietary software is that if you want to, it kind of takes that emotion out of it, which I think at the jump gives you an edge over some of the folks you might be competing with in your friendly neighborhood bracket pool, right?
You're exactly right, because when we look at the bracket and when we think of NCAA tournament, the first thing that comes to mind is upsets. You got to pick a 5 or, you know, a 12 over 5. You need a double-digit seed making it to the Sweet 16. But by using the numbers and the simulations, we can show users the probability and how likely teams are to actually win or lose a game. And that can help put it in perspective of, you know, why it might not be smart to actually have two 12s advancing, you know, to the round of 32. As well as just in general, the big picture, you know, Duke right now is the favorite to win the tournament, according to the Vegas odd makers. They're the most likely team to advance to the Sweet 16, the Final Four, and to win the championship, according to our numbers as well. But you got to put that in perspective. Right now, we have Duke winning it about 29% of the time. That means more than 70% of the time, they actually lose the tournament. So you don't want to go overboard with Duke in your bracket. You can look at ESPN's tournament challenge. They show the people's bracket, and it gives the how likely a team is picked by the public to advance to each round. And right now, Duke is picked as the champion in nearly 50% of all brackets. So if you want a simple way to give yourself an edge in your office pool, fade Duke. I'm not saying have them be upset, you know, before the Sweet 16, but don't have them winning your national championship. Pick another team. Like a good alternative option would be Gonzaga or Virginia, two teams that we have right behind Duke in terms of probability of winning it all, and that we think are actually a little undervalued compared to where the odds makers have them right now in Vegas. So fade the people's pick, which is Duke. Look for another team that's right up there with them in terms of quality. Like if you look at KenPom, they actually have Virginia and Gonzaga ahead of Duke in terms of efficiency. So that's what you want to do. You want to be contrarian, but you don't want to get crazy. Again, the tournament is about upsets in the first round, but not when it comes to actually winning championships.
Yeah, I guess that another way to think about it, John, is that let's say 50% of your office pool, if they have Duke all winning the title and you have Duke winning the title, that means that, all right, great, they might win, but like you said, about a 29% chance. But then you need a lot of other things to go right to beat that 50%, right?
Exactly. And in most bracket pools, the way it works is that you get a point for winning the round of 64, 2 points for winning the round of 32. By the time you get to the champion, if you have the correct champion, it's worth the same amount of getting all of the first round correct. So if you have an alternate champ, you're just going to be able to gain so much on the rest of the field in your office pool. As you said, if you have the same and everyone is picking Duke, then you need to get, you know, you're going to have those 12 over 5. You're going to have to get those correct in order to win. If you pick another champion and Duke doesn't win, then it's so much easier for you to actually take home the cash.
John Ewing is with us. Go to actionnetwork.com or download the free Action Network app. You can win your tourney pool by testing different scenarios and access the bracket simulators. I won't spoil the whole bracket. You just gave us some of your numbers, but give me maybe a region, John, where there are a couple of teams that you think have a chance to give people an advantage for whatever reason. Maybe they're undervalued. Maybe you think it's a team that will lose early. Maybe pick one region and give me a couple of teams that you like or you're fading.
Well, I think, you know, the most difficult region by our numbers is the West. Even though I said Gonzaga is one of our top picks to win the tournament, there are a bunch of teams in that region that we really like. You know, Michigan, Texas Tech, you look at Florida State as well. All of these teams, you know, could be in the top 10 by most efficiency numbers. I like Texas Tech as a potential sleeper. As I said earlier, you know, we think tournament, we think upsets, but when it comes to actual Final Fours and championship games, the top four seeds tend to win. And if you want to be, you know, a little bit more contrarian, getting off of the ones and twos, Texas Tech as a three seed has a lot of potential there. They're the best defensive team in the country, number one in offensive efficiency. And when you want to pick a champion, you need balance too. We've done a lot of research that shows you can't be extremely good on offense and horrible on defense and vice versa. You need balance. And for the Red Raiders, they rank 36th in offensive efficiency. So this is a team that can score, but their calling card is defense, and the old saying, defense wins championships. Texas Tech has a chance to come out of that region, and they would play every team in this tournament strong. So as a little bit of a sleeper there, they're 22-1, which would be a nice payday.
John Ewing is with us again. Go to actionnetwork.com and download the free Action Network app. How about maybe a game on Thursday, a game on Friday, where you see some advantage against the number, John?
So two underdogs that jumped out to me right away when the numbers were released. Northeastern, +8.5. They're a 13 seed going up against 4 seed Kansas. Northeastern has a really efficient offense. They average 1.03 points per possession, which is the 5th best mark in the entire NCAA tournament field. They go up against a Jayhawks team that was 6th in offensive efficiency in the Big 12. So this is not the same Bill Self squad we've seen in years past. They're a 4 seed for the first time since 2006, the same year they actually lost in the first round. So I like Northeastern getting the points, keeping it close, and I think Kansas is on upset alert as well. Another team that I thought, I just got to take these points right away, St. Mary's, +6. They're an 11 seed going against 6 seed Villanova. Our power ranking made this a 3-point game. The matchup here is, when you just look on paper, these two teams are basically identical, and we know that St. Mary's can play with the best teams in the country. They walloped Gonzaga in their conference championship game. So this game is really closer to a coin flip, but the odds makers made Nova a 6-point favorite, likely because they expected the public to come in on the Wildcats, with everyone remembering them as the fun three-point shooting team that won it all a year ago. But don't be surprised if the defending champs get knocked out in the first round.
Download the Action Network app, the free Action Network app. Go to actionnetwork.com. Also give John a follow on Twitter at John Ewing. Hey, before we let you go, man, we know you are a crazy Cardinal fan, and with the baseball season starting a week from Thursday, I know that the Action Network has a lot of great MLB content as well, but what are your thoughts on the Cardinals' net total of about 88.5, where they stack up in the National League Central, that right now, based on a couple of different models, whether they be Vegas or otherwise, have nearly all 5 teams at or above 500.
Yeah, I think this is the year we end our playoff drought. Gotta love the addition of Goldschmidt. Cardinals were favorites to win the division coming into the year in the first lines that came out. And, you know, what I like even more is a lot of the projection systems, including some of the ones done by my colleagues, all have the Cubs going well under their win total. So a little bit of homerism there. It plays both ways. You know, you can bet the Cubs under the win total, and if they, you know, underperform expectations, that's all the better for Cardinals.
John Ewing from the Action Network. Go to actionnetwork.com, download the free Action Network app, and win your tourney pool. Also, get an edge on every tournament game. Check out everything they have going on at the Action Network. John, appreciate it, man. Hope we catch up again during the tournament, and enjoy weekend one.
Thanks for having me on.
So get those brackets filled out. Appreciate John coming on. Appreciate Jerry Palm of CBS Sports earlier this week for coming on. And best of luck to SLU. I know it's not until Friday night late at about 9 o'clock Central Time, so we'll talk more about it on Friday. But how cool is that for Travis Ford and the Billikens? And hopefully, we are on the cusp of having Illinois, Mizzou, SLU, all three area teams in the tournament each and every year. The Missouri women are headed back to the tournament. They are, for the fourth straight year, headed to the tournament. So congratulations to the ladies. First time they've done that since the 80s, 83 through 86. All right, we've got Behind the Bench with Craig Berube and John Kelly coming up. Blues coming off that big 7-2 win over the Oilers last night. And I think some good news on Oscar Sundquist, as it appears he'll be okay. The Red Wings in town tomorrow. And then a couple more games, including the Lightning over the weekend, part of the four-game homestand. We'll see Vegas as well. Just a huge stretch of hockey for the Blues. We'll see if they can continue to take advantage. And then we have Cardinals Countdown to Opening Day presented by Ameren from 7 until 9 tonight. The final edition of the program for the Cardinals and Brewers next week. It's the St. Louis Munganast Honda and Mitsubishi Sports Open Line. Chris Raby with you. Ben Boyd, our executive producer. Mike Anderson's my guy here in the KMOX studios. And we're back with Behind the Bench with Craig Berube and John Kelly next, right here on your home for the Cardinals and the Blues, KMOX.